Hey untuk Indonesia. Hey semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik 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 asik.
Everyday I'm dangdutan.
It's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Jika tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tangsaka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Forever side by side, the love's so special, can reunite two souls entwined. I'll pass my fire for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no
I feel it, oh my God.
vitamin, yeah.
Salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Here is quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. tuning in on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. It's time for me to present today's weather forecast in Indonesia on Wednesday, February 19, 2025, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. We start from Jakarta, like what I said before, that this morning has been so wet as the drizzle, even slight rain, is pouring this city. Now we move to the island of Aceh, I should say the island of Sumatra with the province of Aceh, that will be rainy as well with slight intensity. Now let's go to another city in Indonesia. We have cities in North Sumatra, like in Tapanuli, then we also have Nias, Toba, that will be all rainy as well, with the intensity varies from the light one to the moderate one. From Sumatra, we go to Sulawesi Island, precisely in North Sulawesi, with the cities of Minahasa. Then we also have, of course, Manado and Tomohon, that will be rainy as well. What about the east part of Indonesia? We have East Nusa Tenggara, that will expect a rainy day with moderate intensity, even with thunderstorm in Belu. And we end today's destination in Yogyakarta, that will be rainy with temperatures ranging from 22 to 33 degrees Celsius. So that's it, today's world weather forecast. That will be all mostly rainy here in Indonesia. So if you happen to be in Indonesia, make sure you bring along your umbrella and raincoat, any other equipment and accessories to protect you from the rain. Stay safe, stay healthy, listeners, wherever you are, and make sure you keep your day alive by enjoying Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih. dan terus tertawa berpesta salah berdua.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Cara kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Tawa kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Apa kata mereka? Kalau kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is the party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, the Biennial Indo Defense Expo and Forum is set to be held in June this year. According to the Ministry of Defense, while addressing the press at his office in Jakarta on Tuesday, Head of the Ministry's Information Bureau, Brigadier General Frega Ferdinand Wenas Inkiriwang noted, the event was originally planned for November 2024, but was postponed due to elections. He added that the event will offer Indonesia a valuable opportunity to promote the national defense industry and serve as a platform for defense diplomacy. And he also pointed to the potential economic benefits the nation could gain by hosting the event. This event will likely provide Indonesia with a chance to sell the country's defense products, resulting in economic gains that will ultimately contribute to the growth of the national economy. And he also highlighted the Czech Republic has expressed its interest in participating in the Biennial Defense Exhibition. The government will proceed with the event despite the budget cuts implemented across institutions, given that the funds for the event were allocated before the issuance of Presidential Instruction No. 1 of 2025 on budget efficiency. Well, listener, we still have more when we come back, including a filler feature specially produced for you to get more insight about Indonesia. But in the meantime, why don't we have a good time with Kolabo, Lingua and Cowboy, Indonesian vocal groups that are so popular in 90s. Enjoy.
Gembira
Good time. dengannya. Ada rasa yang berbeda.
Ku tatap wajahmu tanpa ragu-ragu. Ku mulai tertipu.
Pertama bagi diri ini, takkan ada yang bisa mengganti semua rasa ini padamu. Hati kita berdua.
Oh, inilah
cinta pertama bagi diri ini. Takkan ada yang bisa mengganti semua rasa ini padamu. Oh, mulai merasakan rasa cinta.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Island, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Voice of Indonesia. Being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topping or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topping Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar Village, Gempol District, around 10 km away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing the gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we thought that my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio, that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in Keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in Keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nanti.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
Oh, The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
Seandainya pun,
I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Karmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Adrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for makan bergizi gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
Well, listeners, that's the prediction of Indonesian economist Gunawan Benjamin on how Indonesian economic sectors will grow in 2025. For further details, you can watch the morning talk Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I play you a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle by Orkes Keroncong by Tuan Gembira. This song was originally sung by the iconic Jakarta-born singer Benyamin Sueb and was released in the early 1970s under Gema Nada Pertiwi record label. Written by Benyamin Sueb and later performed along with Ida Royani, Hujan Gerimis has been available on digital platforms since March 26, 2019. By combining simple and humorous lyrics, the song explores themes of love and matchmaking. It encourages listeners not to dwell on sadness, but to find a new love if their partner leaves. Well, listener, here is the version of Hujan Gerimis by Orkes Keroncong and Tuan Gembira. Happy listening. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto ordered staple food prices ahead of Ramadan. Indonesian government to make Eid al-Fitr homecoming tickets more affordable. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto ordered stable food prices ahead of Ramadan. The head of the National Food Agency, or Bapanas, Arief Prasetyo Adi, revealed that the Indonesian President Prabowo has instructed his staff to maintain stable food prices ahead of Ramadan. According to him, the head of state has directed there should be no increase in food prices except for the price of harvested dry paddy at the farmer level. Therefore, Arief stated the government is seeking active participation from all regional governments in securing food supplies and stabilizing prices. He claimed to have conveyed this request to all governors, mayors, and regions, asking them to support the strategy for securing food supplies and prices ahead of the national religious holidays. Indonesian government is working to make tickets for road, sea, and air transportation more affordable for the public during the 2025 Eid al-Fitr homecoming travel season. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, after a limited meeting at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, said Eid homecoming travel needs to be made safe, easy, and not too expensive. During his meeting with President Prabowo Subianto and related government agencies, Minister Yudhoyono informed the government is still preparing for the Eid al-Fitr homecoming travel rush. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Bahagia hidup saja terikat tulistiwa alam berseri-seri bunga beraneka manigai ramah-ramah bertajuk cahaya hingga surya di cakrawala selalu berseri alam indah pernah diikat tulistiwa. Awas sejuknya mas, wajah pagi rupawa, burung berkicau riak, bermani embun surga. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga. Bersuka cita, insan di pertara yang aman sentosa. Damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa, bersyukur kita.